Hi, Juan. How are you?
Hi.
Doing good? Awesome.
Yes.
Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I, in fact, handle the pricing and details for your area. So let me just grab these notes. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job explaining to you the reason for the call?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's take a look here. So you recently took over your dad's business, huh? Congratulations.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
And so you changed it to Lumbreras Construction, LLC.
Yes.
Is that the new name
yes.
change? Okay. Okay. And then she mentioned, so it's you and your brother that are partners, like 50-50. No, your brother's not available right now, right? Just in case if he had questions.
No, he's not available right now. He's at a different job site.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. And, but I understand that if it is something that you feel would be beneficial for the business, I mean, you're able to at least call to see if he gives you the blessing on it. If you guys are comfortable with that.
Yeah, I just need the pricing to get over with him. And if everything goes well, then we might go with it.
Okay. Okay. So Juan, you know, since you guys recently took over the business, right?
Yes.
What type of marketing are you doing right now that is helping you guys generate more new customers?
Right now it's postcards and another agency that does leads, but I'm not too happy with them.
Okay. Let me tell you what I found when I searched up your company by name. I want to make sure that this is your listing. There's actually Lumbreras Construction LLC. There's a
uh-huh.
Facebook page, but it has a phone number 832-805-5247. Do you recognize that number?
50, what was it?
832-805-5247.
That's my brother's number.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So you guys also have a Google business profile with actually
mm-hmm.
8 reviews, 5 stars.
Okay.
Are you aware of the Google business profile?
He might have done it a while back, so I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. It's got your brother's phone number, so that's good. You guys have that. That's actually like the first step. Okay. There's also a Yelp that I found. Let me see here. I don't know if this is your Instagram. Did you guys make an Instagram too?
I think he did. I'm not so sure about Facebook, but I'm pretty sure he did Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, the Facebook, this has got to be his Facebook porque it has his phone number on it. And then there's also an Angie's List. Is that the one that you're talking about where you're paying with for the leads?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And have you been with them for a while or just recent?
Just recent.
My
brother tried it with the old company a while back.
Uh-huh.
And they were overcharging him and nothing good was coming out. And they called
uh-huh.
us back and it says they had changed everything. They have a new way of doing things. And so we tried
right.
to give them another try. But they're not showing me that they actually changed anything. It still looks the same.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. The only thing that they changed is the name of who owns it now, right? So
yeah.
the quality of the leads doesn't sound like you're really getting the quality out of them. Okay. Is your specialty just the stucco, stone, concrete, and drywall? What do you specialize in most? What makes you guys money is what I want to know.
The stucco.
Okay, the stucco.
We specialize in repairing leaks and stuff like that. Brand new homes or
okay.
Something that needs to be repaired.
Okay, so all stucco, stone, concrete, drywall repairs, right? Or
yes.
even new? Okay, perfect. She mentioned that you guys have a website. I did find something that was like a Google website. No más que it didn't open up. It said that the link didn't work. So is there one
awesome.
Out there that I'm missing, maybe?
He just sent me the link about 2-3 days ago. I'm not sure if it's all the way in there or he's not done with it, but I think he's still tweaking it here and there.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. And how far would you say from Houston, Juan, how far do you guys typically travel for a new customer?
I mean, we'll take anybody in Houston, but we typically like going north of Houston, like the Woodlands area, Spring, Tomball, Conroe, that type of area.
Okay. So roughly, I would say about 50 miles or less, give or take, right?
Yes.
Somewhere around there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
And the new goal that you've set with you guys taking over the company, what is it that you guys are really wanting to achieve, you know, with taking over the business now? Is it just getting more work in general, a specific type of clientele? What would be a goal for
basically,
you?
Basically, since the old company grew, we only did stucco. Now we're doing concrete. We're doing everything. So we're trying to grow.
Okay. Trying to grow into those other, I would say, not categories, but what I would call is other services, right? To expand in those other areas. Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
You know, Juan, the reason that we were reaching out to you today is we just had this position open up within our company for your category. They're in the local map section of Google, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop. And what we're looking for right now is a company that qualifies, that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, but most importantly, Juan, that can handle more business. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Like I mentioned, when I searched up your company by name, these were the directory listings that I found and the Google Business profile with great reviews. So what this tells me here, Juan, is that you guys provide a quality service to your clients. And I think we both agree on that, right? That you guys do quality work. And that's what we're looking for. So once we start to work with, you know, your business there on the first page of Google, we close it out. So what that means, Juan, is that we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. And this is to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. So that's what we mean by it being exclusive. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, makes sense.
Okay. Now, the way that we set up our program, it is a fixed flat rate. Okay. We are not going to charge you for every call or job that you get, but keeping in mind that when you're listed on Google, there are going to be calls coming directly to you. Okay? So because you just recently took over your dad's company, right, and you guys did the name change, that was within the year, right, that you've done this? Or less than 5 years,
I believe,
per se? Okay.
Yeah, less than 5 years.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put you guys in for a new in business rate. Okay, this is actually going to cut your cost to about 50% from the original rate that we have. Basically, what you're looking at is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month.
Okay.
Now, there's going to be a one-time $99 setup fee. That setup fee is to cover your programming. So what you would be looking at is $398 to get it started, $299 monthly after that. Now, it's not a contract, but we ask you to commit to us for 3 months. What I call it is a three-month verbal commitment, but you pay monthly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what this is going to do, it's going to be us taking your Google Business profile, the perfil, we're going to optimize it to the first page, and we're going to manage it there. Anytime someone's looking for stucco, stonework, concrete work, drywall, they're going to find you listed there and call you directly. We're going to also list you on Bing. Bing is what I call the sister company to Google. Yelp.
Okay.
Apple Maps. Now, we're also going to do Facebook advertising. Anytime that someone is doing a search on Google for your service and then they go to Facebook just looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad pop up. Your ad is going to show up on their feed. And that's going to also help you reach more new potential clients. And we make it unique to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. As soon as they click on your ad, they call you directly. I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients have seen some really great results. Now, we make sure that the website is also attached so that they can see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company. And then, Juan, we also cover what we call the mobile platform. Now, the mobile platform means anybody using their iPhone, Android, their tablet, Alexa, Google Home, while searching for your services, will pull you up in the first page search results. This package, it would pretty much cover all of your bases. And it's a monthly program. What do you think so far, Juan?
How do you feel about it? I feel good. It's just I got to convince my brother.
No, your brother is Daniel, right? Because I saw his email on his Facebook. Okay.
Yes.
So let me ask you this one, because your brother is going to read from you, right? How you present it to him. So
yes,
you know your brother better than I do. Now, what do you think he might say about it? Like, what would be a concern for him, or, I don't know, what do you think he's going to say about the price?
I mean, the price, it's the lowest we've seen so far.
Okay.
So he's going to probably say it doesn't hurt to try, but at the same time, we've been through bad things, too, where people lie, but, like, and...
Desconfiados, right?
Yes, and you said no contract.
No,
I like
no contract.
Yeah.
Pero siempre voy a decir, Juan, compromiso verbal de tres meses, right? I'm going to ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months because, look, I'm going to be super honest with you. It doesn't happen overnight, right? It doesn't mean que mañana you're on the first page of Google. But you got to be able to compare 1 month to the other. You know, it's funny that you say, you know, we've been the lowest. I don't know what other companies have offered you. I know a lot of them like to put you in the Google ads. I personally think this is a good package for you to start with because Google and Facebook work very well together hand in hand, right? And I think it's a good one for you to start with. Yeah, más adelante, right? When you start making more revenue, okay?
Yes.
When you start getting more revenue coming in, you always have the opportunity to upgrade into our other platforms, right? But for me, I feel with you guys still kind of just taking over your dad's business, you know what I mean? I know a lot of investing goes into that too, you know, name change, licensing and all that.
Yes.
So, you know, I feel that something like this would be beneficial to start with. And like I said, later on down the road, when you have more revenue coming in, then you can always upgrade to other platforms that we offer as well, to help expand you even more. But that's why I selected this package. So, you know, again, your brother's going to go based off of, you know, how you feel about it. Is there anything, if I can ask you respectfully, right, what would be one thing that you feel for you that would hold you back from this program?
Right now, there's nothing, because my number one thing is contracts. Because if it's not working out within 3 months or 4 months,
you want to be able to
leave.
Losing,
yes, I want to be able to leave instead of keep losing money for the whole year.
Mm-hmm. And listen, and I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Yo sé porque I think Angie's puts you guys on a contract, right, for the year? If
they
I'm not
said
mistaken.
No, but I think they kind of like use different words to get in it.
Yeah,
you pay
so what happens?
$89 for the year, and then yeah, and for that's for the membership, and then from there they're gonna still charge you $1,000 a month.
Are you serious? They're charging you $1,000?
Well, that's the max that they said they could charge because every lead they send us is like $50, and there's like six people already calling, and once every six people call, you still don't get the job, and even though you still don't get the job, you're still paying for that lead.
Yeah.
That leads like $50. And the people that come in, it's a little bitty job. So it's like a, let's say $100 job, and the lead costs $52 plus tax. You're already losing. There's not even worth it to even show up.
Well, yeah, because you got to tomar en cuenta, right? Because I'm sure it's you and your brother, and you probably got like some crews, right? A couple guys that work for you or so, right?
Yeah, and we don't want to lose them, and we want to keep them busy.
No. And so you think about it like this, right? And this is how I always think about it. When, I don't know if you know what taqueros are out here in California.
Yes.
Okay. We do a lot of taquisas. I used to have a side hustle, my husband and I, years ago before he got sick. We used to do that on the weekends, right? We were taqueros. And a lot of times my family would say, man, you guys are making a lot of money. And I'm like, how do you feel it's a lot of money? Well, I mean, they're paying you like $1,500 to feed, you know, 100 people. And I said, okay, let me tell you, how much is my product costing? How much was my insurance that I pay monthly? How much was my gas to get to the event? How much did I have to pay my workers, right? I have to take into account what I paid for, you know, because we had shirts, you know, all these things. And I got to pay myself, right? Because what's my time worth?
Right.
I got to make sure I get paid too. Lo que sobra, that's my profit. And it's not a whole lot. So I always try to explain to them, like, there's overhead. There's product. Like, what you have left over is your profit. It's not always like, oh, you're making a lot of money. So I understand the business side of it, right?
Right.
So, you know, with a small job, you're right. If that lead's costing you $50 and that's like an itty-bitty job that's really only going to cost $200, what are you paying your guy, your time, your product? Sometimes you might be in the red, like in the negative, right?
Right.
So I understand that. Is it mainly what you want when it comes to the concrete work, like driveways, patios? Is that what you're looking for, or more like the foundation part of it? Tell me about the concrete work that you want.
It's mostly driveways, sidewalks, walkways.
Okay.
Patios and stuff like that.
Not like any hardscaping, right, Juan?
No, not for the house, man. I mean, we're going to eventually get there, but for now, it's just that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I know the stucco and the stonework, is that more like, you know, when I think stone, right, I'm thinking like, you know, a veces, I don't know the right terminology for it, but you know the stone that you kind of put around the house sometimes?
Yes.
Okay, so that kind of stone? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So we also do we expanded, so we also have a crew that cleans windows and power washes driveways, like homes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Did you get any licensing for that? Or, I mean, are you licensed and insured? Or are you guys still working on that since taking over the business?
We're working on that, but we do have, we are insured.
Good. That's good. Good for you. Awesome. But I know you have the LLC, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, do you feel that this program would be beneficial for you guys? I mean, to give it a shot?
I mean, to give it a shot, I don't think it would hurt.
Okay. I know that my team's still calling out on this position. I'm going to be honest with you and straightforward. I mean, even as we've been talking, Juan, they're still calling out to find us a company to fill this spot and close it out. How soon can you speak with your brother?
I can speak with him today.
It's a blessing, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, since we were using the old name recently, maybe like last month.
Okay.
And we're trying to transition to the new one, like completely 100%.
Yeah.
We opened this new banking account and all that, and they're not going to be ready until Friday. So if we need to make any payments, it's not going to be until Friday. That's what you decided. You have to say yes.
Okay. I understand that if you're wanting to keep everything under the business. I know I've had some, too, that, you know, they've kind of been, not in a situation like yours, but they started a business, right, and they're opening up a bank account, right? They're waiting on their card. A lot of them, I mean, I'm just going to put it out there, right? Some of them have paid, like that initial payment was done with their personal card, and then when they got their new business account opened, they just called in and said, hey, I need you guys to switch the payments to come out of my business account, which is a quick, that's just a quick, you know, update in the system. So that way now everything's coming out of their business account, right? And it's just because some people, I get it, they like it set up like that. Everything's coming out of the business account, not really messing with their personal. I'm going to be honest with you, Juan, I cannot tell you, and I don't want to be misleading, okay, that Friday this position's still going to be available. Because even if I tell them, look it, I really like this company. They're a better fit. I think they're legit. You know what I mean? They're going to still say, you can't hold the spot meeting. It's got to get filled. So what would we need to do to, you know, at least explain to your brother, let him know that this offer, you know, is on the table for you guys to see if he's even on board. Because I would never ask you to do anything without, you know, discussing it with him, right? I believe that, especially with you guys being partners, both of you have to be comfortable 100%. I would never ask you to do anything without him. But understand that I cannot hold the position. So what can I do to help you guys?
I just got to speak to him. It's going to be ultimately up to him.
Okay. This email, Daniel Lumbreras at yahoo.com, was the email that I saw on the Facebook page. Okay?
That's my brother's.
Okay. So I'm assuming it would be good to send to him, right? Do you have an email that you want me to copy on it?
No, you can send it to him, and once he receives it and the proposal and all that, I could talk to him to see what was that about, and it's going to be ultimately up to him.
Yeah, I would. If you could let him know, I just sent it. It came from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and I put your name on it, too. I put, hi, Daniel and Juan. So how soon are you able to speak with him to at least let him know, like, hey, there's an email that was sent to you. I just spoke with somebody. This is what they're offering us. I know he's at another job site. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want him to get an email and then he's like, what the heck is this? You know? So.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Juan?
I mean, I just got to give him a call and, nah, like I said, it's going to be up to him. We're 50-50. I can't say yes. And he says,
happened? Absolutely. And again, I would never want you to do something without consulting with him first. You know what I mean? I would never want you to do that without talking with him first. So why don't you, can you give him a call and let him know that that email was sent and that, you know, we're calling and we're trying to offer you guys this position. How much time do you think you need to speak with him? And then I can follow up with you.
Probably like 2 hours maybe.
Okay. In the meantime, Juan, here's what I'm going to do. I've asked my manager to put a soft hold on it to give you, like, at least 2 hours to speak with your brother. I'm going to send you a text message. It's going to say, hi, Juan, this is Nadine Medina. So that way you also have my contact information, too. It'll have my 877 number with my extension. Let me know if you got the text.
Okay.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do... Perfect. Okay. Now, speak with your brother. Let him know that that came through. And then what I will do is I will follow up with you in 2 hours if I haven't heard from you before then. Does that sound fair?
That's fair.
Okay. Okay. Awesome then. All right, Juan. Thank you for taking our call and I'll speak with you shortly. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.